First, a preview of a new book called Creatures. It was illustrated by Teresa Asenjo and written by William Serrato, both residents of Kalamazoo.
So, Bill, what is Creatures?
Well, Creatures is a book. It's all about emotions and experiences. It's a book of rhymes, and we've intended this for kids and parents to sit down and be able to read together. We've ended up creating a little longer book than usual. We're trying to go back historically to give parents and their children a book that they can sit down on multiple occasions, read parts of it, go back to it. We're trying to cover a pretty wide range of children, all the way from introducing small children to reading and beginning readers, maybe up to even age 11, where they could go through the book and comprehend most of it and work on the vocabulary. Full range of emotions. We cover things like hate and fear and love. Different experiences like being safe, thinking, being smart.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have looked at the book, and I know you've worked as a psychologist with children and parents for a lot of years. Why do you think it's important that a book like this touch on all of those emotions?
Some of the emotions are quite easy for parents and children to identify. What we're hoping with this book is to work on some of the more difficult ones that children and parents have had in terms of understanding the emotions and finding ways to accept them and tolerate them and find a place for them. So there's one of the things we think is exceptional about the book is the degree of acceptance and tolerance we're promoting with children and adults in terms of all of these emotional experiences that kids have.
Mm-hmm. Could you give us an example of one of the emotions and some of the text that might go with it?
Sure. One of the ways, right at the very beginning of the book, we've got a little one-page rhyme that starts out that introduces and invites the children to participate in the book. And it starts out like this. It says, creatures come in all sizes, some tall and some wide, use short words and long words, some side by side. Enjoy the pictures and colors and pick out a word that looks familiar or strange, perhaps one you've heard. If a big word starts looking like kind of a pest, ask someone to look it up, skip over the rest. So we're asking kids to enjoy it. Don't be intimidated by it. Have fun with the book. They really are fun rhymes.
Yeah. But there are some major words in here, and that's neat because that, you know, kids can grow into it that way. You know, it's not just geared toward real small children, although it seems like that's a good age to start because they need to understand that everything they feel is normal and natural, and that everybody feels all of those emotions. Some of them are quite horrible, but we all feel them.
Yes, and one of the things that we're really pushing here is the vocabulary and some of the imagery is really intended to keep adults involved in the book. Some of the rhymes have double meanings that adults will appreciate. Others are just pure fun, and they're nice to listen to for young kids.
Oh, I bet parents all over will thank you for that.
Well, we wish we had a dictionary out at the same time because it's a wonderful book for looking up words and just having fun with words.
Mm-hmm. I know that you want the book to encourage and challenge both parents and children. Have you gotten any response from anyone who now owns the book?
One of the biggest areas where we've gotten a response is from elementary and grade school teachers. We've had a very positive response in terms of using that with their kids. Some of them are buying it for presents for grandchildren. And others are considering using it in programs within the school where they have like peer counseling or just focusing upon emotions and feelings for the children.
Well, your text is really good. I enjoy your rhymes and the things that it makes me think about. But I also want to point out that, Teresa, you've done, again, some incredible illustrations. Some of these creatures, each chapter is called Creature Fear or Creature Hate. There was one in here that just was so perfect, I thought. Creature Hate. Mm-hmm. I mean, I looked at that picture and I just thought that's kind of how I feel when I feel that awful emotion, you know?
Yeah, and it is a rough emotion. And I think the hard part about that was creating an image that I didn't want it to scare children, but I wanted it to also at the same time contain what you said, that feeling of this is how I feel when I hate.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at different kinds of images, some of which were mythological creatures, Chinese and Greek mythology, and I also looked at just images from life, like people's facial expressions when they were really angry. Mm-hmm. And
on this one, the creature has one leg up, his knee is bent as though he's going to stomp his foot down. I can relate to that.
I can too.
And he's got some sort of weapon in mm-hmm. his hand. And part of him is, I guess it's fur, but it almost looks like fire
yeah.
to me. And I don't know, that one really struck me. And then I think it's the very next chapter. Yeah, Creature Regret. Now this is a really interesting looking creature. He's got sort of zebra kind of stripes on his legs and hands, but then there's this red
mm-hmm.
fur on top. What is, can you, I mean, is it possible to explain
this
picture
so.
For our listeners?
Actually, that one was drawn from Greek mythology, Heracles, who had all these labors that he had to do because he committed this sort of terrible sin. And I thought that the labors constituted the feeling of regret and heaviness. And the lion was actually something that he had killed or destroyed, which was one of the labors, and he wore that as part of his costume. And I'm not sure about the zebra part.
Yeah.
It just seemed fun.
Uh-huh.
I wanted it to be a different
fun.
Animal underneath, you know,
an
animal that maybe didn't embody the feeling of regret.
Mm-hmm. Well, that makes me think about another part of the book where, Bill, you're talking about creatures that are phonies.
Yes.
Yeah, and fakes. I thought that was really interesting, too, and very important for children to learn that, you know, not everyone is genuine.
Yes, the chapter called Creature Hate's a real good example of that, because kids tend to experience their emotions in real extremes. And another real good example, I think, is Creature Regret. What we're trying to do here is to give children a way to understand and accept those types of feelings. But we talk about these other experiences that children have that in the book we call them critters, because they're all made up and make-believe. For example, in that particular chapter we talk about feeling shame, humiliation, feeling guilt. Those are all critters that we talk about in the chapter, and we try to give kids and parents a way of seeing that those are all made up. They're not a basic human feeling like regret is, because regret gives a child a way of experiencing something that they would rather have done differently, but not feeling a lasting place in the world, like they don't belong or there's something terribly wrong with them.
Yeah.
We can do the same thing with embarrass. Every kid feels embarrassed. They try to be smart, but sometimes they don't feel smart. They try to do things right. Other times they feel embarrassed, so we give them a little rhyme on being embarrassed.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly not limited to kids either.
Yes.
It happens to all of us. Now, the book is out. You said that Big Semi came and delivered. How many copies did you guys have printed up?
5,000.
Whoa.
Yeah. They didn't give us a weight, 14,000 pounds, so we're thinking of selling it by the pound.
And this is your second book. You both also worked on Flight, and I know that was your first attempt at publishing something, and it really turned out beautifully. And I just wonder how this experience might have differed for you, because you had done it once before, even though this book is quite different from the first. But was it easier this time?
I think it was easier. I think there was more things that we knew how to do. But we did find out there was a lot of things that we really didn't know how to do yet. And also this book is in color, and it's much larger.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in some ways the project itself took more effort, but there were certain things about publishing that we knew that had to be done.
Yeah, because we went from basically a hand-bound 20-page book to 128-page color book.
Right.
And it was really just terrible amounts of fun, really, the whole way through. And
it was.
It was exciting finding out different aspects of what needs to be done, even in terms of marketing.
Mm-hmm. And how long did it take? When did you start writing the text? When did you start working on the pictures?
It took almost a year.
Yes, almost a year of working on the text. And it was exciting enough, and we came up with enough ideas. We basically got another creature's book all written is basically on the third draft now.
Mm.
So at the same time, we started working on a book to follow this one.
Yeah. Would you recommend this book for any particular kind of family, or is it aimed specifically at maybe families who are going through some difficult times, or is this book for everyone?
This book, I think, really is for everybody. It's particularly applicable for families where emotions really are stirred up. That can be either because of moves, complications within the family, difficulties at school. It certainly is applicable to any setting where emotions are maybe more pronounced with children. We've made a real effort, though, to have this an everyday book, because they're very human emotions, very human experiences for kids, and we hope it gives them a way to sort of address them, and particularly for parents and children to work together, to give them a common ground for understanding and accepting the emotions.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, it really is a beautiful book, and I can sort of picture it, you know, on the coffee table sitting out where somebody could pick it up and look at it whenever, because there's so much to look at, all of the illustrations, and you could just read one chapter at a time and sort of think about that. You know, it's not the kind of thing you'd have to read all at once necessarily.
Yes, and because I work with kids for so long, we put real extra effort into making it a durable book. It's going to be really hard, so it's a real sturdy book for kids. They don't have to be delicate with it.
Right. And it's available a lot of places locally at both the Rollins and Athena, Flying Colors, the Teacher Center, Walden Books.
Yes.
And you mentioned some others when we were talking about
Billings, Montana.
Oh, yes, it's available in Billings.
That's right.
For all of our listeners
in Billings, Montana.
Some of you might be traveling. Well, thanks a lot for coming, both of you. It was nice to see you again. And William Sherrato and Teresa Asenzo have written a great book called Creatures, and I hope our listeners will look for it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Funding for Afternoon Edition is provided by financial supporters to WMUK in Kalamazoo. Additional support comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.